Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This is Friday, the end of the week, and the end of possibly the news cycle. Actually, I think they've got plenty of things in the queue for the rest of the week and for the rest of the duration until the election. It just seems like things just tend to play out so well. Isn't it great to see that they were able to apprehend the bomber? But we will talk about that in just a minute. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. This is the only show that is going to give you the constitutional position and the constitutional solution for getting the federal government back into compliance. And in doing that, we can get the states and everybody else firmly footed on the Constitution and adhering and complying to the Constitution. Wouldn't that be great? Just how great would our world be if people were complying to the Constitution? The number to call in is 215-867-8255. And so, as I've said before, this show is really dedicated to helping those legislators. And we actually have two legislators we're trying to help with this election. Marty Halverson in Wyoming and Chad Christensen in Idaho. Both of these candidates are listed on the candidate endorsement page on reclaimingtherepublic.org. All you've got to do is go there and you can click on the links to their websites and you can donate directly. I would ask that if you've got any money to spare, even though, you know, everybody wants to put their hands in your pockets, I'm actually telling you that this should be our priority. We need to get state legislators who are willing to stand up and do their job. And why is this so important? Because state legislators are the only ones with the sovereignty and authority to call out for compliance in the Constitution. That's exactly what Jefferson and Madison did. And if we support those who are willing to commit to and signing a pledge in calling for an audit and basically protecting their constituents from federal tyranny, that means they're protecting all of us from federal tyranny. So please, if you have some time, make sure this weekend you go and actually contribute to Chad and Marty just a couple bucks. Again, I believe in that principle. If everybody does it, it's actually amazing with the amount of people that actually do listen, how little. I don't know if you have to get into the millions where you can finally start seeing, you know, a hundredth or a thousandth of a percent where, you know, there's those things actually start materializing, where you actually start asking people to do just a small little thing and voila, they'll actually do it. This is really important. What these two candidates are going to do is they are going to guarantee the dialogue in both Idaho, a very red state, and Wyoming, the darkest of red states, in getting the dialogue moving forward and actually getting the states to assert their authority. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. And we need your help. We need some support. And if everybody can contribute, I would be very grateful. Thank you so much. And let me move forward, because one of the things I need to get through, because I actually have a lot to go through today, but one of the things that we need to get through is the little old crowdfunding. If you want to be a part of and or contribute to the education and this movement, we do have the crowdfunding set up. Go to GoFundMe. And if you go to GoFundMe and you search for Reclaiming the Republic, you will find right there my crowdfunding, and you'll find exactly the amount of money we need prior to our trip out to Wyoming, which will be, I think it's the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, that weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So anyway, if you would go there and you look, we're not asking for a lot of money. We're only looking to just try to cover the cost of doing this so that we can get out there. that way the good folks of Wyoming, and that the same thing with everywhere. I mean, if you want us to come and if you want us to speak to your grassroots leaders and your state chairs so that we can educate them, by all means, we'd be happy to go do that, but we just don't have the funds to do that. So we do need help. We need some support. And so we would love to have your support. So if you go there, by all means, just contribute if you've got some money. If you don't have a lot of money and you can only afford to contribute one way or the other, right now the candidates need your help far more than this. We need to get this moving, but that is the suspense date. We've got to get these two candidates across the line, if you understand what I'm saying. So if you have time and you have no money and you have a computer and a phone, you can also help. You can get involved. I mean, listening is the first step. Sharing and getting other people to listen and receive the message and understand what the heck the message is and what we need to do, by all means, that's like I said, that's the first step. But if you want to help, if you want to actually start leading, because if you understand what leading is, leading isn't necessarily being the guy in charge. It is the guy taking action. And if you take action, you will be leading. So if you're looking to lead in your state, by all means, just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, as well as joining the constitutionclub.ning.com, constitutionclub.ning.com. Just go check it out and look around, look at your state, look at your counties. And I would highly recommend joining, and I would recommend getting involved, because coming this January, they are going to be providing you an email list that you can actually send emails out to all of the legislators in getting them to working on rescinding the 17th Amendment and so forth. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity to actually, you know, have your voice heard and to become a part of the squeaky wheel in getting people to do their job. You know how it is, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So we would like to make the wheel as squeaky and as loud as possible. So we kind of need you to, you know, jump in. We need you to be a part of the solution instead of what everybody else is doing and just being a part of the problem, just doing nothing and sitting there and going, oh my, that's bad, and doing armchair quarterbacking. So I don't know if I'm going to, and I'll be upfront as I always am. I'm not very good with names, but I don't know Caesar's last name, if it's Sayoc or what, because I don't necessarily watch the news or listen to it on a regular basis. I read and I filter through the news on a daily basis. And what I did today is I actually looked. I didn't see any news whatsoever that actually proved that the federal government was going to get rid of any of its unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. So what we have to do is we have to actually step in and demand that they do that. That's why I've got this show. That's why you can get my content. You don't have to buy my books. If you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, you'll get the argument, you'll get the descriptions. By all means, try to pick a hole in it. I've yet to have anybody actually do any type of, well, you can't do that because it says right here in the Constitution, you can't do it. You won't find that. You won't find anybody to refute my argument. So just go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and you can actually get the information you need. So let me move on. If I've got this right, Sayoc, Caesar Sayoc, is obviously the guy, and possibly some more guys. I still believe that because this guy's got a history and everything else, you know, there's just nothing that really just happens. I mean, you know, there's always the grandpa that, you know, or grandma that accidentally mistakens the, you know, the accelerator for the brake, and, you know, innocent people get hurt. But when somebody does something like this, I'm going to wait for the interesting information to really come out, for all of the good journalistic investigators, because there's been, I can't believe all the data that has already come out since they've descended upon this man and arrested him. So I think that there is some interesting information, such as the fact that he's already had a charge of bomb threats before, but I truly believe that there is some culpability. This is not just a lone person working on their own. The way this happened, I don't think the guy in the van living on, you know, from, you know, hand to mouth is the guy that was really behind the execution and everything else, or even a part of the real mastermind of this. But we'll find out. I mean, it takes time to get to the bottom. And just like we're going to talk about the Matthew Shepard story, because that's in the news today. But, you know, just like all of these things, it takes a little time for things to kind of actually resolve themselves. A great case in point, Megyn Kelly. Apparently, talk about karma. Megyn Kelly is out as she trashed and poked Fox News in the eye, leaving there and saying all sorts of blasphemous things. She does herself in. Isn't that interesting? Thinking that, oh, well, that's not insensitive for me to think that, right? Especially on the political correct network. Anyway, if you haven't heard me say this before, the communists in this coming election is literally just ripe. I mean, we have almost in every state and in every race, or at least on every county ballot, you're going to find probably at least one communist that is literally out there trying to lead. And so what I wanted to do is, because I've talked about this before, is the Democratic platform. What I want to do is kind of go through the Democratic platform and point out a few things that you'll probably, it may not jump out at you, but I will share what has jumped out with me. And so I'll be right back with that platform in just a minute, as soon as we hear from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so, as I was saying, and actually before I move too far forward, in that last promo regarding the Article 7, per Article 7, the contract is a hard, or the Constitution is a hard, fast contract. I remember in... I was having a debate with a progressive lawyer who thought he just had me. He goes, "Where in the Constitution does it say it's a contract?" And I said, "Well, let me introduce you to Article 7. what the heck is Article 7? What is it talking about? What is it doing? And then he goes, well, that's the ratification clause. And I go, what does ratification mean? In a basic dictionary definition, what is ratification? And that's when he really didn't want to answer, because then he understood that that word itself is implying an acceptance of, a formal acceptance of a contract or a compact. And it also, and I pointed my finger in his eye and I said, look, it's also actually identifying who the stakeholders are, who has to have buy-in to this contract. And so anyway, let me move forward with this this communist agenda, and or I would say the platform. But before I do, I need to tell you that next week, I've mentioned before John Burberry. He is a good patriot out in Wyoming. He works for, I think it's in the Fremont County area. He works for a radio station, and we'll get into who he works for, what he does, and so forth. But I was talking to him regarding this Matthew Shepard case, because obviously he's lived in Wyoming for a long time, and it's big news that he's finally being laid to rest because of, you know, just what a terrible thing. You know, actually, murder is a very terrible thing. But the way the media had portrayed his murder, actually everybody truly believes it was about him being homosexual. And so we're going to have him on, and he's going to give us the backstory on how there's a book and there's a guy that did the, you know, full investigation. And this murder had nothing to do with regards to his sexual orientation at all. And in talking to him, it actually reminded me, and so I'll revisit this, I think, with him, but I'm not sure if you remember, almost just months later, I think it was in 90, that happened in 98, and I believe it was just months later in 99, when a 13-year-old, Jesse Yates, or Jesse William Dirkshin, or something like that. You know, I'm bad with names, and forgive me, Jesse, I don't mean to be bad, but anyway, if you remember the story, he was actually kidnapped by two homosexuals that ran a hair salon, I think, next to where his mother was working. And anyway, they actually kidnapped him, brutalized him, and he ended up dying after a few days of torture. And that whole story was suppressed by the news nationwide. It never made page one. It didn't even make, you know, section one or section A. It was always buried way in the back, and they did everything they could not to carry it. And the fact is, if you try to Google a story such as teenage boy killed by homosexuals, what you will get is Google will be giving you the history of how homosexuals have been oppressed. And I'm going, well, hold it, that has nothing to do with what I'm looking for. And then you change your parameters and so forth. Try to find how young men have been literally captured, kidnapped, and killed by homosexuals. And you will find the plight of the homosexual civil rights and so forth. That is a great example of Google manipulation and how they're trying to direct that data. Now, I didn't have time, but I'm going to go and do the exact same search with DuckDuckGo and see what DuckDuckGo gives me. But I have a feeling I won't be, you know, handed the agenda from DuckDuckGo. So if you're still using Google, you better get off, because at this point in time, all they're doing is manipulating data and managing what you're seeing and tracking you. That's all they're doing. So let me get into the platform, right? Because if you understand what a platform is what really defines an organization, especially a party. I mean, the planks, which are the individual parts of the platform, such as economics, such as healthcare, such as education, those would be individual planks, right? And so I have been telling people that you need to read and look at the Democratic National Platform. It reads like the Communist Manifesto with hyperbole. And and so one of the things that I just highly recommend is as you start going through this, you're going to notice that it's promising almost everything. One of the things that it says is a good education is a basic right. I mean, now we have a new basic right, just like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, a good education. An American has a right to retire with dignity. Democrats will fight to end the broken campaign finance system. Well, the part that actually benefits the Republicans, but they're going to hold and embrace and defend to the death their ability to continually use unions to suck the union dues out of their good patrons and good patriots that are working for the unions and make sure that that goes for their secular progressive causes and getting Democrats or the Labor Party. Just remember what I said before. The Labor Party in every country around the world is the Communist Party. However, the Labor Party here in America is the Democratic Party. Another thing, the Democrats believe supporting workers through higher wages. In other words, it doesn't matter. This is a Marxist theory that all labor is equal. It really doesn't matter. You deserve a living wage regardless of what it is you do. You deserve the benefits and you deserve, you know, all sorts of protections and so forth. They also want to start in, and they have been injecting a balance of work and family. So in other words, if you become an employer, you can't expect your employees to be productive because they want to actually make sure that there's a work balance so that if they're not being productive, that's okay. You can't punish them. They are equally entitled to getting money from you as well as spending a lot of time with their family. That's that work-life balance, right? Anyway, they continue in going that the Democrats want to promote unions and galvanize corporations in committing to Democrats' influence in elections, such as Facebook, Google, Twitter, and all the other social media socialists that are out there trying to promote the agenda. It's the same thing with the mainstream media, same thing with Hollywood. All the secular, godless progressives that are in the tank for communism are doing everything they can to promote the Democratic Party in influencing elections. You see all these nice little movies with advertisements. As a matter of fact, if you didn't see the advertisement with a bunch of old actors saying, "That's okay, kids, you know, we don't have to worry about a clean economy or a clean environment or the economy going bankrupt or Social Security, that's your problem." Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make old people look like greedy people. What this is, it's definitely identity politics, and they're playing the demographic of trying to get the kids mobilized in going out and hurting grandma and grandpa. And all of those people that were espousing the ideologies, you could tell that those were leftist ideologies, but the way they phrased it, it doesn't matter. Vote for the Democrat because it's the old people that are conservatives. Another part of their platform is that the Democrats support workers' fundamental rights. So in other words, it is a fundamental right to organize and bargain collectively. In other words, have collective bargaining in your employment. That is a fundamental right. Instead of your inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, now you have a fundamental right to organize in a union. They are anti, and as a matter of fact, as you read through the platform, you will not find anything in there that actually supports individual rights in labor, and they strictly support collectivism in labor, period. It's almost like Russia and communism where, you know, you don't get to go ahead, everybody gets equal, and we all get a fair wage, and we all, you know, can leverage, and if you understand the premise behind all of this, these types of things are literally what it's like killing the goose that lays the golden egg. If you really believe that you're entitled to take away from a company who is literally just starting, struggling, or what have you, you have this mentality, and you're not there as a shareholder trying to elevate the value of that company without being a liability. If you're a WIFM, what's in it for me, then you could literally be the person that destroys the potential of a great company. And that company actually growing and then later rewarding those people with sacrifices. There have been all sorts of companies. And I ask you to go look up SAS, S-A-S, and being one of the world's greatest companies, best companies to work for, go watch that. The owner of that never went down the public trading. The owner of that literally started basically rewarding people and says, hey, if you do more, I'm going to give you more. And he did. And go watch and see what he does and how he's rewarded his employees over the years. And that is why SAS is still one of the most highly desired companies to work for. And with that, I'm at a hard break. So I've got more for you because I've got some more insights and good nuggets regarding the Democratic platform. So we'll be right back after word and my promo. Thank you. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So they also talk about Americans have this is the Democratic platform I'm going through for you today, because I've mentioned before, if you start looking at this platform, it basically supports every single tenet of the Communist Manifesto. There are some things like inheritance and some of those things that they've kind of have glossed over, but the abolition of private property, they don't mention anything regarding a person's rights to private property and protecting those types of things. It's all about collective. They don't protect your rights to your water and the land that you purchase, and they do not talk about those things. It is literally collectivism throughout this platform. And so they talk about the Americans have a right to form or join unions. In other words, you have a right to collectivism. It is a God-given right to be able to collectivize labor or anything else you want to do. And you have the right to earn at least 7 days of sick paid leave a year. Really? I mean, that it's a right now. You have a right to that. it's almost like right there with your right to life and liberty, 7 days of paid sick leave a year. Interesting. They also are huge in protecting a woman's right to a safe and legal abortion. And they're also talking about restoring our democracy, which also means finally passing the statehood of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. Well, hold it. That was never intended to be a state. That's strictly the seat of government. It should never be a state, and it shouldn't even have its own representation, because Congress has full legislative duties over that of the seat of government. If you read in Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 17, the federal government has full cognizance and full control. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually pull it up, because in Article 1, Section 8, and I'm going to say exactly what it says, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, which they're talking about is the seat of government, not exceeding 10 nautical miles or 10 miles square, as may by cession of particular states and acceptance of Congress become the seat of government of the United States, which is the District of Columbia. So in other words, they don't become a state. Congress, as exclusive, it's almost like creating a representative for your representative. They get an extra representative for the representatives when they actually have already control over that, and now they want to inject their own representative. This is just another way of trying to stack the Senate with two more hardcore communists, period. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And so if we go further into this, they talk about how committed they are to a strong, effective, accountable civil service. Now, I want you to understand what civil service is. That's your EPA. That's your Health and Human Services. That is your Housing and Urban Development. Those are your civil servants, the BLM and all of that. They want a strong, effective, accountable civil service delivering the quality public services Americans have every right to expect, even though none of these are in the Constitution. Everything I just mentioned has nothing to do with the constitutional role, responsibility, and power delegated to it. And so they also talk about it's a basic right that Americans have a right to clean air and clean water. Well, okay, so I'm not going to argue that we're supposed to have dirty air or dirty water. But again, this is a complete overstep of the constitutional limitations and the boundaries placed upon the federal government. They're trying to assume that they can now guarantee you the right of clean water. That's your state's job. That has nothing to do with the federal government collectivizing all these powers from the state to say, okay, now you're going to have clean water because we're in control. Well, to be honest with you, they've been in control, and that's why the problem in Detroit happened. That's why the problems in Louisiana and all these other things have happened, is because they have taken away the sovereignty of those states, or they've at least duped the states in believing that they have that sovereignty and created this false protection and false security that they're going to take care of you. They also talk about, and this upsets me with the Republicans too, that they're going to help create jobs. You know, I want to poke a politician in the eye when they say that they want to create jobs. They have no business creating jobs. They have no business regulating jobs. What they have is a responsibility to keep regulations to a minimum so the economy can thrive on its own. We do not need government to manipulate our economy anymore. So they also want to fight for a student's borrowers, and they want to actually create a Bill of Rights for students in their debt. And actually, if you didn't know, underneath this, there is a movement demanding in the Democrat Party that they want to provide free education for everybody. They believe it is. And as a matter of fact, that was the very first thing I think I started off with, that a good education is a basic right. So the next leap beyond this position of this Bill of Rights is literally mandating that every person can have a college education at no expense to them. And what that means is it's just like everybody selling tomatoes. If everybody has tomatoes for sale, the value of education, the value of that tomato goes down completely unless you start differentiating between very specific good performing colleges that actually do a good job in educating, unlike some of these like Ivy Leagues that are literally indoctrination centers and creating activists to literally, you know, move us further down this path of communism. They also talk about Democrats believe that healthcare is a right, not a privilege. This is dangerous stuff, folks. I mean, they're literally going after everything. And if you look at the Alinsky rules of for radicals, they're literally identifying all of the key things that Alinsky talks about that you have to chase after that will literally collapse the system, because that's the whole point. It is trying to get the system to collapse. That way they can take full control, and then you don't have to worry anymore. Literally, just like Russia, you don't have to worry anymore. Democrats support progress towards more accountable governance and universal rights. What does that mean? Well, that means that mob rules. If all of a sudden people say, we don't want you to have guns or what have you, universal rights becomes the rights of the majority, not the rights of the few. Even though they give lip service to protecting the minorities, that's only the enabling and emboldening certain minorities that are have a propensity in supporting their ideological dogma instead of supporting individual liberty and individual sovereignty. So here's the interesting thing in going through the platform. The Constitution is only mentioned twice, and not one time in their language do they talk ever about adhering to the Constitution, nor do they talk about the concept of a limited and defined or an enumerated constitution, as I've gone through a few times with you, that an enumerated constitution is specific powers that are delegated, and those are the only powers, as you know, that the government can perform. Instead, they basically consider that the Constitution is a general constitution. They can do anything and everything they want. They've literally obfuscated the truth and reality regarding our Constitution. Here's another thing I noticed. Guess what? Men and the word man, these two words, men and man, are only mentioned six times, and boy is not mentioned once. So out of the gender sides, playing gender or identity politics, men, man, and boy, that gender, is only mentioned six times. And that's because the Democrats are misandrists. And to prove that or to support this theory, I counted how many times women and woman are mentioned, and it's 52 times. And girls are even mentioned eight times. So that's a total of 60 times, right? That's 10 times more than the other gender. Do you think that it's a little myopic or they're short-sighted on looking at a very particular gender and supporting a very particular gender's rights, responsibilities, needs, or what have you? I think so. And that literally supports the concept of misandrism or misandrist, that the Democratic Party are misandrists and that we've been in an onslaught of hating men and the paternal order of our society and so forth. And it's just, it's incredible. But anyway, I just thought that would be interesting to check that out. And lo and behold, there is proof in the pudding. Inalienable right is mentioned once, and it is only associated to voting. Inalienable rights is not associated to life, liberty, because why? Because all of a sudden it may fly in the face of that abortion. It's not associated to liberty, because bottom line, your liberty is dictated on what the government wants to give you as far as they're concerned. That's not an inalienable right. and the pursuit of happiness. No, what they want to do is they want to make sure that anyone and everybody has a right to vote. That way, it doesn't matter if you're a citizen, and they're moving us in that direction. And that's why it is the Democrats with open arms welcoming these invading forces who are literally trying to destroy our form of government and demand more from us to collapse our system even more. That's why they have their open arms in aiding and assisting these enemies that are coming this way. And so, I got one more segment left, and I've actually got more in the platform, or at least some visions of the platform, and we will be right back after this word from our sponsor and my promo. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, this is eye-opening. If you've never read the platform for the Democratic Party, then you need to really take the time and actually read it. Just like I say, the reason why it's important to read the scriptures is so that you can understand the perversions of the doctrines of your religion. It's the same thing with our government. The reason why we need to read our founding documents and why we have to understand how they understood them at that time, because that's how it was applied and that's how it was defined as they understood them. That's why I keep on harping on the sacredness of the ratification debates. Because when we start seeing things progressing towards this communism, it starts becoming heir apparent. It becomes just the elephant in the room that it is a perversion of the government that was established by our framers. So it's obvious that the Democrats want to control and provide everything, but they do not mention how to pay for this monstrous government. Again, as Benjamin Franklin and I believe even Thomas Jefferson and a lot of people have postulated, a government that is capable of giving you everything is a government that is capable of taking everything from you. The Democrats do not, cannot, and will not acknowledge the concept of a limited and defined general government in context to the framers and the government that they instilled. The Democrats do not and cannot acknowledge a Republican form of government and republicanism, which is how our nation was laid out, based on republicanism, not democracy. It is not mentioned once. The only use of Republican is in context to the Republican Party, and it's 21 times. And almost every time that they mention the Republican Party, it's in disparaging context to, we want to undo what the Republican Party, the previous administration, the current administration, and so forth. The nominee, go read it. These are in browsers, so just use the search function in the browser, find a word on the page, and then just start looking for these words. They will start popping up, and you go, oh my gosh, you know, talk about an intolerant, talk about a radical paradigm. It's obvious that the Democrats want to not only control, but they want to provide everything. And as I said, they don't have a mechanism of how they can even pay for this. It's just like absent to them. And so I want to give you something else to think about. But before I move into this news story that's kind of popped out, because it's always about the secular progressives just grinding away these agendas. The whole point of this Democratic platform and insights to it and reading it and becoming familiar with it, if you become familiar with it and you get a chance to go to a meet and greet, a forum, a town hall meeting, you can understand, well, hey, we completely understand that you want to, you know, make everybody pay for health care. You know, how are you going to actually pay for that? How are you going to control that? How can you do that? And even more importantly, where in the Constitution was that power enumerated or delegated to you by the states? See, if you actually start understanding what their intent is and what their motive is, and you make them defend it, they can't. Especially in a public forum, they become embarrassed. And what ends up happening is, if it's a local Democratic candidate, well, I believe in the old Democrat. Well, hold it now. You can't have the old Democratic Party. The fact that you have that label now means that you have to ally with that platform. Don't let them obfuscate. Don't let them slide. And don't let them, you know, smear and or cloud the reality that they are a Democrat, and that means that they have to support that agenda, period. Don't let them say, well, I'm a maverick. No, you're not. You're a collectivist, because that's exactly what Democrats are. They're collectivists. They're communists. They want to centralize and control everything. And they're apt to do that if they continue to get away with voter fraud and election fraud. So this other little tidbit in the news that I think is really important, because I've talked about it before, but they've actually talked about how these two homosexual, or they call them gay penguins, but these two homosexual penguins have stolen an egg from a fertile female that obviously had relations with a male. And so they stole an egg, and they actually sat on it and hatched it, these two and they're calling these homosexual penguins. And I'm not understanding if it is in the same context as we cognitive human beings understand this. But too often I have heard cognitive humans try to create a natural, using quotes around that, natural association of homosexuality from the animal kingdoms to humans. They're animals. They don't have the same cognitive abilities. They don't have religion. They don't have this concept of being created by a creator, as we in this government and we in our framers and are the principles that were established in our government understand that we were created with inalienable rights by our creator, right? And so animals don't have that. We have responsibilities. The whole point of enlightenment, the whole point of American enlightenment was discipline. elevating society, to putting aside its carnal nature, putting aside its wants and desires for what would be better to elevate society in education, sciences, and those types of things. And that's why we were on track to becoming the greatest society, the United States. And we literally did that, even though we've been infiltrated for over 100 years with communists trying to thwart and undermine us. And they've been so successful in a gradual process. And that is why we're teetering today, is because they have slowly started boiling the frog, and they've been successful to a point where I'm going to ask you, my fellow croakers, us frogs out there, are we ready to jump out of the water, or have we lost our will to jump? Is the water now too hot that we can't get out? Because that's the critical question. Are you really willing to take control of your destiny? I would ask you to read Milton Friedman's Free to Choose. It's a very eye-opening book. He talks about, and he actually introduces the concept of secularism being taught in the school system and how the government has been violating the Establishment Clause. But in reading that book, you will realize that we have the time to actually correct ourselves by taking or drinking the elixir that will heal us, in getting rid of the teat, in getting rid of the enslavement and the direction we're going. Are we like the pig in the wild that has slowly seen the signs of a cage built up around us, but we're just too lazy because that's where the free food is and that's where we're going to continue to eat? And so eventually they put the last wall up and we can't get out. No. I believe that we actually have in our DNA the ability to take a stand and change the course that we've been manipulated into. I truly believe that we have the ability and that we can do this, and maybe I'm just the eternal optimist. I don't think so. I know lots of patriots. That's why we've had such success in creating the Tea Party movement, because patriots are fed up and they want freedom. They want their liberty. They want their inalienable rights to be secured. My friends, the only way that you're going to be able to secure your inalienable rights and secure them for our posterity is by taking a stand and demanding an end to federal tyranny, forcing our governments, both the state and the federal government, to start living within the confines of the constitutions that we, the people, have delegated unto them, either by our own governments within the states and our counties, or through our representatives in the general and or federal government. We can do this. There's no doubt in my mind we can do this. I invite you to go to reclaimingtherepublicthisweekend.org, my website, reclaimingtherepublic.org. Go to the Take Action page. If you have not watched that video, I ask that you do. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll see two specific slide presentations that are in PDF form. Just underneath that, there's the YouTube video link that'll take you to YouTube. Click on that. Just watch the first 30 minutes. Watch that presentation as I present to you the argument that we have been duped in accepting an unconstitutional federal government, and if we don't stop it now, it will be too late. And so with you taking that time and understanding how far they have gone astray from our constitutional republic, you too will be helping reclaim the republic, because I am G.R. Mobley and that's what I'm doing, and I hope you will join me. I'll be back next Monday. God bless. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.